Today was an awesome day for both squads. We had so many personal best times across the board. Got a chance to compete against some of the best teams in the country. Each field, both the men's and women's side, had a number of nationally ranked programs. On the men's side, similar story to Beantown. We had a really tight spread, 1-5, separated by just about 13 seconds. So it really speaks to the depth that we have this year in our men's group. And same story as Beantown as well. We had two freshmen in that scoring five, in Parker Schneider running 24.04, one of the fastest times in a first year for a first year in Boston University history. And not to be outdone, not far behind him was Freddie Collins, 24.11. Also one of the fastest first-year times in BU history. So those guys are been a huge addition to the program early in their careers. We also got Matt Mason and Foster Malik back into the mix. They opened up their seasons. Both came in the top five for us. First runner for Matt, third for Foster. So really great to have them, just really adding into the depth that we have in this men's squad. So we're excited to continue this momentum. We'll be headed to Virginia next week, or in 2 weeks, and we hope to compete really well there against another really stacked field. On the women's side, you know, it was, again, a mix of our returners with some freshmen kind of breaking their way into the top seven. The big story was Daisy Liljegren finishes 11th overall in a field that is packed full of All-Americans. She was in the mix leading halfway. Was in that front group battling for the win, came home 11th in a really great field. Then we had graduate students in Veronica Chris and Megan Convery running really great efforts, again, crushing their lifetime best times. And then our scoring five rounded out by a couple first years, Vera Schoberg and Sammy Seabury really stepping up and kind of rounding out our scoring team. Again, placing really well, beating some teams that were ranked ahead of us in the region and finishing just behind some of the top-ranked teams in our region. So really exciting day overall, and as we continue to build into the season, I think we're in a really great spot as we look towards championship season in just a handful of weeks here.